Bruce Newberry,
the food dude.
So this Super Weekend, we are not allowed to use the word super and bowl together to describe a football game. Legalities. More urban myth than anything, but it scares most of us away. However, we can use the term, and it is widely used, to describe other types of superlatives. The Westminster Dog Show is the Super Bowl of dog competitions. An upcoming election might be the Super Bowl of all things to decide this or that. So I dare say that February 14th is the Super Bowl of romance. Valentine's Day, the pressure is on. So, and we're ready at the Weyberry Inn. Now, Chef Tony Petri and I sat down and talked about some menu ideas, and he has sent me the entire menu. So if you haven't made your Valentine's Day reservation yet at the Weyberry Inn, well, this is going to tempt you for sure. But Chef Antonio and I sat in the lovely lobby of the Weyberry Inn, my Vermont home, and kicked some things around. We are here at the Weyberry Inn with Chef Antonio Petri. Tony, nice to see you.
Hey, it's good to see you too, Bruce.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. Before we start on Valentine's Day, fried chicken sandwich. Amazing.
Oh, you had that. That's right. Yes. That's a good one. Yeah.
Really good. Tell me about the chicken.
So it's just our same. It's our pineapple brined breast, and I grill it. And then I dip it in some beer batter and fry it, and it's great. Yeah, we put a little pineapple chutney on there, some pickles, you know, just a fried chicken sandwich.
A fried chicken sandwich. Here, you can't go wrong with it, and it was amazing. Night before last had the barbecue with the rack of ribs and that chicken leg.
Oh, yeah, that's
good. It was more like a half a chicken.
Yeah, that's a big, those are big chickens, those ones that came in. So, yeah, that was a good smoke show platter.
Oh, yeah, I like it. I like it. So we've got that heart-shaped holiday coming up, dining out for two, and you've got some interesting takes on some dinners for two.
Yeah, so I'm going to do like a center-cut tenderloin for two, you know, very large piece of meat. I'm thinking of doing some sort of play on a béarnaise sauce.
Maybe nice.
Some beets so we get that romantic color in there. Christian is still picking his fish dish. He likes to keep us in suspense, but I've suggested sole meunier or something with scallops, so we'll see what he comes up with.
This is a great late winter for sole. Some chefs I'm talking to were doing sole in a little different few different iterations. The sole seems to be having a moment.
Yeah, you know, this is the season for it, so it's always really fresh this time of year, and it's great white fish.
It's so nice, it's so tender, and it's such an elegant, a real upscale presentation without being upscale.
Right, exactly, and it's not too hard on the pocketbook either.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Yo, that's amazing. I love the take on the old Chateaubriand. Not going to come out and do the table side, though?
No, we're hoping to be too busy for me to leave the line.
But, I like it.
Maybe someday we'll train Suzanne to get the to get the brandy out.
I can see that.
Yeah. I can see the place burning down, too. So.
Well, no. We don't want any of that. So, no, it's a different age and safety first and all that. So we'll have the definite beautiful steak for two with the béarnaise and all of what you love. There'll be no flambéing.
We'll keep it in the kitchen.
That's it, yes. No one is harmed, particularly us. What else are you thinking of? Of course, we have to think of some great desserts.
Yeah, you know, Donna's been on vacation, so she's back tomorrow. We're going to get tight on that, but you can expect some rich chocolate desserts.
Yeah, and Valentine's is right in the middle of the week.
Yeah, Wednesday, I believe.
Right. It's Wednesday the 14th. So start making reservations now. Don't wait. And regular hours?
Yeah, regular hours, 4:30 to 8.
Right. And, of course, we have romantic rooms here as well, so you can make an entire midweek getaway out of it.
Absolutely, yeah.
So we hope you'll call 802-388-4015 and make a heart-shaped reservation for the special heart-shaped day here at the romantic Wayberry Inn.
Thanks so much, Bruce.
Thank you, Tony. Chef Antonio Petri here at the Wayberry Inn. All right, so if you are ready, let's get into this menu, starting with the centerpiece and that filet for two. Center-cut, 18-ounce filet served sliced on a beautiful platter, if that platter could talk, over roasted potato, tarragon crema, and horseradish béarnaise, garnished with beet crudo, so it has that pink tint that Tony was talking about, in champagne vinaigrette. Oh my goodness. Now you can start out with oysters on the half shell or Rockefeller. We're going all out. Your choice of oysters served with mignonette and Key West cocktail sauce, or stuffed with braised greens topped with seasoned breadcrumbs and Parmesan cream sauce. Something adventurous? Japanese barbecue tuna loin. Tuna loin, seasoned with Japanese spices, served rare over sticky rice and wasabi avocado mousse, topped with pickled radish salad and sesame barbecue sauce. That is an amazing plate, and every bite is going to be incredible. Then, now of course the Wayberry regular menu is there as well, so if you have a favorite, if there's a way through the stomach to your heart on the Wayberry menu, you'll be able to enjoy your favorite. Then, for dessert, back to the specials. Donna is back, and she has made a flourless chocolate cake with cherry coulis and whipped cream, and cœur de la crème, cream cheese mousse over raspberry reduction. Love never dies at the Wayberry Inn. You'll love it! So why don't you bring your Valentine, make a reservation. There are still some spots left, starting at 4 Valentine's evening at the Wayberry Inn, 802-388-4015, the Wayberry Inn in Middlebury, Vermont.